from the greatest city in the world. This is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best. Live and green, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Roll call. Ryan.
Present.
Nicole.
Here.
Stephen.
I'm here.
Present.
No, he is here. He's just...
Where is he?
He's making a coffee, which is silly.
he's strolling in.
Hello.
Mr. Relaxed.
Which is silly. I don't know why he's making a coffee, because we're giving free coffees away.
Yay!
Yay!
We are giving free coffees away all day today.
You need to make that.
Where are my headphones and who are you people? What are we doing?
We're giving away coffee right this very second.
Cool.
Free coffees. From 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. So the whole time we're talking on the radio,
yeah,
you can call into Fastlane Drive Through at Islington and you can just say, hey, Tanya and Steve sent me. They will give you a free coffee.
Finally, someone's game enough to put our name on their product.
Yes, they are. That was so exciting.
Steve
sent
me. Usually it's like, out you get.
Exactly.
And yeah. I've watched that because I've driven past it and I've always wanted to go in.
Yeah, well,
Maitland Road.
Now we can.
Maitland Road, Islington. All you got to do, Tanya and Steve sent me. Free coffees mm-hmm. for you, spectacular coffee you don't have to park for, and it's a drive through as well, so you don't have to get out of the car.
Yeah, so if you are heading into town along Maitland Road,
yep.
And you get to Islington, it is on the lot just before the Nui Hotel.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I know exactly what you're
so
talking
it's
about.
It's just that lot right on the corner there.
Nothing's working. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've just come into no pad and pencil, no cans. It's just my typical Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, what were you saying? It used to have what?
Oh, well, it used to have that little hire place there. It was like, I used to laugh and go, wow, there's only about 5 hire cars. Do you
right,
remember?
Right, yeah.
And then it was a little car.
Yeah, it's had loads of changes. But right now, it's fast lane drive through, spectacular coffee you don't have to park for.
Yeah, go and just say, Tanya and Steve sent me free coffees for you.
I hope you guys have mentioned how bloody cold it is.
First thing, freezing.
So cold right now.
Yeah. I went to bed at 7:32 last night just to escape the cold.
Look at you go. Doona over.
It was so gorgeous.
No heating.
Well, I've got heating. I just
but
didn't
you didn't
want to
turn
it on.
Right.
Just wanted to complain.
Yeah.
It's so cold. Yeah, exactly.
But this is my favourite time of the year, though, is when everyone who lives with a heating Nazi.
Yeah.
They go, oh, no.
Yeah.
Not that you are. I know
no,
you're not.
I know.
But there are plenty out there.
Yeah.
Put some socks on. What do you turn the air conditioning up? Put another layer of clothing on.
I walked into a friend's house on Saturday, and I honestly felt like I was in a sauna. Like, they've got central heating.
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, it is so hot in here. And he's like, and he had no shirt on. I was like, that doesn't make sense. Just wear a jumper.
It doesn't make sense.
Turn it down a bit, yeah.
Because
you weren't dressed
for it. Puzzled.
I had to be jacked up. I was like, what's going on in here?
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's a kickoff. That's a good kickoff. Free
all right.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Do it.
Check it out.
I'm going to go and find all of my stuff.
Newcastle's Triple M. Welcome to Monday, everyone. This is Tanya and Steve.
Don't know where to start with this conversation, except that Rosie just realised how well you and I know each other.
I was front row seat to it. Yes.
Yeah.
Insane.
Bit of a roller coaster.
We've got very similar traits in some areas, but please share with everyone what you just told us during this song, because it is a roller coaster.
Well, my son turns 21 in June, but he's away in Cairns for a training camp for the entire month,
You pick next weekend to get a chance to see him.
That's it. So this weekend's our only opportunity to see him for his 21st. So Mike and I are going up. He rings me Saturday and says, guess what? I've got Saturday night off.
Yep.
You know, no testing, no training. I can be with you. Awesome, because we thought we only had him Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. So I get on yesterday early and I book something.
Well, she just started smiling and she said, because Tanya always books everything before she goes. I just grinned when I know where you're going. You're going to that Dracula Castle for a song, aren't you?
Yes, but not just the Dracula Castle.
Look at me, Nikki's face.
Nikki, you should have seen it. They both were just like in hysterics going, you're going to that. Yes, well, I'm going to that. Oh, my God, how did you know? Of course I know.
And
before
Tanya finishes her roller coaster story, the reason being is because last time I was up there, I desperately wanted to go and BJ looked at me like EP Nikki just looked at you. We were not going and I was so excited for you that you got a chance.
I know. but not just that, because it's his 21st. Yeah. So I've booked the full VIP.
Perfect.
So ghost train, you get to go early, have canapes and, you know, creepy cocktails.
So good.
The whole lot. I've even ordered a cake.
Perfect.
Which is, you know, like Day of the Dead Mexican cake.
Oh.
Because that's the theme for this particular show.
Right.
So for about 10 minutes, I was on a high. Then the phone rings. Mum, what, look? Is it car? Is it bike? What have you done? Just been told, no, I can't be with you guys on Saturday night now. I can only spend Sunday with you.
Is it a bubble thing?
It's just training. Just
training
just
and everything.
Just the way they work things.
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, that's fine, babe. That's okay. And he goes, why? What's wrong? I can hear it. No, it's all right. I just booked Dracula's because, you know, we always wanted to go.
Yep.
He goes, just change it. Nah, no, non-transferable, non-refundable.
Oh.
$500 down the drain.
Oh.
So Mike and I said, what's your mate Lockie up to?
Exactly.
Does he want to come out and celebrate your 21st with us?
For sure.
I've got better news for you, Tanya. I'm free. Finally, I get to go to Dracula's. I'm happy to pay my own flight.
Oh.
And I can sleep between you and Michael at the accommodation.
Win-win.
No one ever wants to go with me.
And you
me,
know what?
Ever.
We'll have more fun because I can imagine even Lorke, even though he's like going, yeah, that would have been lovely. He would have been scowling the whole time. You, on the other hand,
will
be delightful.
Because when BJ, who refused to go with me, I just pictured me on that ghost train on my own going, that's a bit sad.
Definitely.
And now I've got someone to go to. And if you think for a minute he hasn't given you that because he doesn't want to go, you've got nothing coming. He's just like, how do I get out of the castle thing?
It's Daniel and Steve. Newcastle's Triple M.
EP Nikki's just utter disgust.
Why?
What's wrong with Dracula's castle?
Of all the things you could go to up there, and you've chosen Dracula's castle.
Yeah, it's dinner. It's drinks.
This is coming from Showgirl.
It's a show?
Showgirl 95 over here.
Yeah.
I know, but Dracula's castle. I can't take it seriously.
They even do Thriller.
Such a brand new dance, isn't it?
It's brilliant. Triple M. Morning, Hamish.
Hi, Hamish.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. Well, happy Monday indeed for Sydney and Central Coast this morning. Those COVID restrictions are over, so that means that people can dance at nightclubs. Masks no longer mandatory on public transport. Probably an important one for our audience.
They can sing inside again.
They can.
What
they
a day.
What a joy.
Isn't
like singing
when,
myself.
When we say this, though, isn't it? I mean, I know it doesn't really affect us. It's no greater, but isn't it? Okay, everyone, you can sing inside again.
Yeah.
It's the most bizarre thing, but we're so used to it, we just say it rolls off the tongue like it's normal.
Exactly. I mean, I wasn't particularly big on singing indoors anyway, but now I do. Now I do.
I'm totally with you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can't wait till tomorrow.
I can sing.
Crack a few songs out. It is so strange.
Yeah, no, it is all a bit strange. I don't know if I'm alone on this one, but I was particularly bad at maths when I was at school. And there's a new maths course that they're going to be teaching at school, and I think it's a fantastic idea. It's basically real-life skills that they'll need in life. Budgeting, understanding your taxes, and account keeping. I'm just thinking, why did we not do this earlier?
I mean,
credit card...
Perfect sense.
Credit card knowledge as well, too, I think is important.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah.
From what age, Hamish?
It's years 11 and 12. I reckon it should be earlier than that.
A bit late.
Absolutely. Preschool.
Yeah, absolutely.
By then, they're already working part-time jobs.
I don't know
why you'd get them earlier, why you wouldn't get them earlier.
I still remember my son at 5 years of age when we were looking in Kmart or whatever, and he said, can I have that, Dad? And I said, no, we can't afford it this week. He went, put it on your credit card. He was five. Nothing's changed. I mean, I looked at it and I burst out laughing going, how did you know that?
Mm.
And he must have just been used to, his mum saying it. Is all I can presume. But, I mean, that's why I said, they know, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They do get it pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah.
That they have no idea of money. All they know is someone goes, and we'd get the thing.
Well, that's right, you get the thing. But the ramifications of it, that's the important thing.
True.
So, yeah, anyway. It will count towards the HSC. There'll be no exam. Now, I want to get your opinion on this one. This is a story that's in the paper today. Of course, speed limits, obviously a bit of a contentious issue, but there's a push for Derby Street and Beaumont Street to be reduced to 30 kph. Basically for safety of pedestrians and cyclists. The idea is that you know, driving at 30 k's an hour isn't too much of an inconvenience for motorists, but it does drastically reduce, you know, the likelihood of dying if you get hit by a car.
Can I ask the question, how have we survived this past 100 years? if suddenly we need to go to 30Ks.
Well, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
It is very slow.
I don't think you do much more, well, definitely in Beaumont Street, than 30Ks.
Well, that's a fair point.
I think that's a fair call. Always someone's parking it and you don't.
And no, same with Derby as well, because there's always people parking, there's people crossing the roads.
There's no one parking in Derby, mate. There's never a parking there. I haven't been there since 82.
I don't think that's too much of an inconvenience, because that's what we're doing anyway.
Yeah.
And you know what it will do? It'll stop the hoons at night when there is less traffic and they scream down the street. And that's not even a safety issue. It's just annoying.
Yeah. I love it when you say hoon.
Well, it is. There's only a few of them.
Yeah.
Really, there's only a couple of them, but it might stop those guys.
Yeah. And speed humps, I suppose. There's a few of those. But, you know, you're right.
Speed humps.
So do I.
But, yeah, don't mind the 30 and those.
Okay, streets. All right. Good to know. No, that's good to know.
She's the local hammer girl, so I'm backing her.
Okay, fair enough.
30 kgs.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
What's it getting? Is it copping it?
Not particularly. I mean, it's a really new story, but usually this will get a little bit of kickback. But, I mean, it is interesting when you talk about the actual chances of surviving a car at 50 kph, getting hit by a car at 50 kph, it's 10%. A 10% chance of surviving it. Whereas if it's 30 kph, you have a 90% chance of surviving. So, you know, on those numbers. There you go.
Wouldn't you hate to be the guy that tested the 10% one? Okay, mate, you get to check 50. Oh, can I do 30? What's this about?
You were talking about this.
It's a Nikki thing.
Oh, is it?
I like it when Nikki says, let's do that on the show, and as soon as the song ends, she runs out. I think that's hilarious. But, yeah, she wanted to know what you'd done or something when you're tired, because she just makes big mistakes all the time when she's tired. Don't just nod. Get in the bloody studio. You said, let's do that, because what do you do when you're tired?
So one time I accidentally... no, so instead of spraying, what's it called? Like the... The clothing stain.
Stain remover. Stain remover.
Okay, stain remover on clothes. Yeah. I accidentally, when I was tired... put it in the kitchen appliances and was spraying stain remover on my cupboard. So instead of like a Windex.
That's okay.
Yeah. But I was reading an article recently where people have done all these crazy things when they're tired. Yeah, so I thought, it's Monday morning. Surely people, this is when you're most tired. Mm. What have you done?
My favourite one of hers is when she the alarm went off and she drove into work at about 1 o'clock in the morning.
That story got told at your wedding.
You did.
I love that story.
Yeah.
Your sister told it.
Yeah, she told it with so much joy, didn't she?
Can I just preface this by saying, had that happened today, she wouldn't care. She'd turn over and sleep in.
Exactly.
But this was like 7 years ago when you were still young and impressionable and trying to impress us.
Correct.
God, they were the good old days, weren't they?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Now we just get a text at about 8. Sorry.
Yeah. So the alarm went off, and did the alarm go off?
No, the alarm
didn't
go off.
Middle of the night.
Yeah, so it would have been probably around 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. I think my sister was still up because she'd probably been out partying that night. It was like a Wednesday or something.
She was up watching TV with your dad.
There you go. Anyway, I jump in the car, off I go. I get a call 2 minutes down the road, and my sister's losing it, absolutely laughing. She's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm going to work." And then I look at the time. I kind of realise what I'm doing. Start bawling my eyes for some reason. I came back and my supportive family was standing at the doorway where I'm there. I'm basically still in pyjamas, by the way. They are just had tears of laughter running down their face. I'm crying. They're crying from laughter. So they were like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I've got no idea."
That's tiredness.
At its worst.
Yeah.
We'd done one on the trawler and I've never told this story out of embarrassment. Right, it's not that big a deal, but it was absolute embarrassment
to you.
For me,
because
my dad was still the captain at this time. I was the deckhand, and sometimes when you're trawling, you have a lay down for half an hour. So Dad said, "Okay, mate, here's the wheel, here's the bearing. Wake me up in half an hour. We're going there." Okay, I fell asleep.
On watch. What kind
I'm
of soldier
wheel.
Are you?
I know. 3 hours later. I've never told this. 3 hours later, I sort of woke up and I looked in the radar and went, "Oh, God, we're in the shipping channel." And
no way.
Shit's going everywhere. I'm like, and Dad must have just, I don't know why I woke up, because I've spun the wheel really tight and the boat's going drifting over. I thought if I turn around, he won't notice.
Wow.
And he just woke up and said, and I can't even say what he said.
He wasn't happy.
You thought he raised an idiot that day.
No, no, he thought he was going to die because there were ships going past. Oh, wow. And I was sound asleep. Just I was out cold, sound asleep.
That's tiredness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, have you got any stories you want to share? What have you done when you're tired?
1-333, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. 1-333-53.
Oh, no, I'm having shivers bringing that up.
Oh, that's scary.
Ronnie?
I think I'm just generally tired, full stop. Like, I'll be a lot of the times at home in a room.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, why am I in this room? What did I have to get from this room? Oh, that's right. I had to get one of the kids' jumpers. Okay, I'll get the jumper. I'll take it downstairs. No, that wasn't it.
Yeah.
See, I think when you're talking about your life, radio makes me tired, but never have I ever been so tired as when I first had my son.
Yes.
As a new mum.
Oh.
Oh, my God. It was torture, actually.
Yep. Mm.
It was. You understand why they shine bright lights in people's faces for torture.
Because you were on a feeding like routine every.
Well,
what,
we were
couple
on because he was so preemie. Yeah. We were on a feeding routine of 3 hours, yeah. So it went 1-4-7-10, 1-4-7-10, 24/7. So if he took 2 hours to feed, you only had 1 hour to get some sleep and get up and start feeding again because he was so small.
Same. Yep.
So I remember wearing something my mum had given me to the supermarket those odd occasions when I could get out the house. And he was about 6 months old, and she sat me down and she said, I think it's safe to tell you now, you're a bit crazy in the last few months, and I didn't want to tell you. That top you're wearing out, that's a pajama top, and they had little kind of things that you would open up to breastfeed with.
Yeah.
So I was going wandering around town with these peekaboo. It was almost like a peekaboo top, but it was a pajama top.
No wonder Steve followed you around everywhere.
Yeah, I say, Rosie, many a time I'd always go, I reckon she'd be at Woolies now. I might just zip down there and pick up some milk. Which was a bad thing to pick up in that
condition.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Amy, what have you done when you're tired?
Hi. It's not actually me. It's my partner. It was only the other night. He put the cling wrap in the fridge after he wrapped his work sandwiches.
Yeah.
I looked for it later. I thought we'd run out. And then when I found it the next morning, I thought there might have been, I don't know, some strange reason, like that it worked better.
That's true.
I wasn't sure what was going on.
Oh, that's
just
a little clever idea of his.
Thanks, Amy. Have a great one day.
Jenny, what happened when you were tired?
I put extra strong hairspray under my arms.
I've done that before.
Could you ever get your arms down again, mate?
No, not for quite a while.
Thank you, Jenny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's good to not be alone on the tired thing.
Exactly.
Exactly. Everyone's tired.
Happy Monday.
Tanya and Steve. Newcastle Triple M.
With Tanya and Steve.
My best friends are Lachlan Fitzgibbon.
It's the Newcastle Knights. Lachlan Fitzgibbon.
Morning, Lachie. Where are you at the moment?
Good morning, the number one team, radio team in Newcastle. Very exciting news.
Well, you've got a part to play in that, haven't you, Lach?
Ah, please, all you guys.
I'll tell you what, Lachie, I'm glad Tanya was kind with you. I was going to say at least one of us won on Friday.
Yeah, well, exactly. I know. We're on a bit of a roller coaster ourselves. But no, we're up at Mooloola Bar at the moment. It's beautiful up here in the Sunshine Coast and enjoying the sunshine.
Hey, Magic Round. We'll get to you guys in a second. But Magic Round, wow, what happened? Suddenly the rule change and everyone's getting sent off, including you.
Yeah, well, look, they promised to crack down. I think they let us know when it started Friday and Thursday, and they said to us originally it was to do with contact with the head, and which is understandable. And
yeah, couple played into that. I understand a couple of them.
Yeah, and then we had a couple in our game which were just repeat infringements in the ruck, which we were a bit surprised about. But hey, if that's the way the game's going, it is what it is.
It's a pity, if anything, because I think eventually when they do this, it will cut some out of the game. It's that they chose the Magic Round to do that,
yeah.
Where I guess the game was being really showcased and people are getting sent off left, right and centre. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just so sad that was the conversation of the Magic Round.
Yeah,
I think you're exactly right. And all the players were in one place and everyone was aware of what was happening, I think. I think that might have been a ploy at Magic Round.
Well, it's not finishing, though. I know Clint Newton Players Association, he wants to sit down with Peter Volandis in the next 48 hours to go, come on, we understand, you know, player welfare, but you've changed the rules, the game is faster, there's more fatigue, the six again, there's so many things that are going on,
yep.
And fatigue's playing a massive, massive role in why people are getting injured, too.
So, yeah, massive part in it, yeah, and they're all contributing factors to what is happening in the game. So, yeah, I think there is a good conversation around that, and Newt is a smart bloke, and he'll sit down with the Landies, I'm assuming, like you guys said, and nut out some results, I hope.
Yeah.
I always, particularly with Lockie, because he's so tall, figure if he gets a head knock, then whoever did it has to get sent off because they'd have to jump.
Yeah. Well, there was actually some cases on the weekend where some guys were jumping and hitting heads. Wasn't good.
If we get that out of the game, good.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, any contact with the head is not on.
That was a very disappointing game Friday night, wasn't it? No,
yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, and there's no two ways around it. It was embarrassing for us again. At the moment, we look like one step forward, two step back. So, you know, we were confident coming out off a good win in Canberra, or against Canberra last week, and we just started slow, and they put 20 points on us before we'd done anything. So,
when the coach says he's, you know, getting out of this, and again, I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, like, you know, all the psychology to it all, because the coach just thinks you guys have forgotten how to win. Does that make sense to you?
You know what? Yeah, it does, because I've been around, you know, obviously since the pretty grim years in 2016, 2017, when you do forget how to win. And you look at the Canberra Raiders at the moment, they were going through a similar patch, and, you know, they got a pretty decent side, and they lost five on the try, and they almost forgot how to win, and they pulled one out of the bag on the weekend, which is exciting for them. So, but like the coach said, we're the only ones who can pull ourselves out of it, and, you know, it's about working harder this week and getting a result on Thursday.
Well, that's it. Very, very, yes. Well, not a short turnaround because you played Friday, but Thursday night against the Cowboys. Yeah. What did they do? I can't remember their game
lost.
On the weekend.
They lost.
Okay.
Yeah, they lost to the Roosters. So, you know, they'll be hungry as well. We're both hungry sides at the moment. I think we're sitting on equal points, or maybe two in front of them, and they're back home. So they'll be ready to come out fired up. But
it's kind of at the point, though, don't you reckon, Lockie, just in a pure, you know, and I'm just a putter, but, I mean, it's like running out of time, guys.
Mm.
You know, that
100%.
Running out of time, it's got to turn around very soon.
Yeah, look, we're not halfway through the season quite yet.
No.
But, the way we're tracking is not, you know, it's not on track to make the eight. So something needs to change. We had a couple of results go our way this weekend, which means I think we're only still 2 points out of the eight, which, you know, it's a silver lining in it all, but as a footy side, we want to be well ingrained within the eight, and we don't want to be sitting outside.
Mm. How are we looking with Ponga?
He's up here at the moment. I'm not sure what I'm not sure what his plan is. He's training today, but I'm not sure. So again,
fair enough.
Staff make that decision.
All right, regroup, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, regroup and go again Thursday night.
Okay, take care, Lock. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, guys.
See ya, Lockie Fitzgibbon.
It was a shame, wasn't it, that the entire conversation of that magic round, when there was some good football, was about the rules.
I know.
Refs.
But didn't you find some of the calls a bit, really?
Yeah,
totally.
Sent off for that?
Especially that Tex Hoy one,
like
early on. I think it was because the game was so fast. He was trying to get out of the ruck and he couldn't. He was buggered.
Yeah, and that's why they need the sit down. That's why they're calling for it. Yeah.
What are they doing to rugby league? Two things I'm nervous about in life.
What's that?
People who wear suits and work in the building. And you with a question without notice.
Well, you got to deal with the second right now.
Okay.
Now, question without notice. Mm. If you found a mobile phone, what would you do? There you are. You're taking Baxter for a little wander.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Nobby's. Mm-hmm. And there it is, laying in the grass there.
Is it an iPhone?
It's an iPhone. What would you do?
Leave it there.
Would you?
Mm.
What if it's a rainy day?
Leave it there.
In the rain?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's pouring.
Okay, can I get back to why I'd leave it there?
Yeah.
Because you think they're going to try and backtrack and find it?
Every time.
Right.
Okay, now, maybe you're heading towards they can have Find My Phone, and therefore...
Not even.
Okay.
Not even.
I'd leave it there.
Okay.
Only on the... Not being mean, I mean it because that's what I do. Where do I leave it? And I backtrack. That's why. Okay, so why?
Because on Saturday, our son lost his mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know. He's obviously, they come and they go, phones. Parents buy them, don't they?
Someone's called you.
No, they didn't, because I'm in his phone as T-Dog.
It's not mum.
So the guy that found the phone, I just thought this was clever because I wouldn't think to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone, ring mum.
Yep.
Well, it doesn't ring mum because I'm T-Dog.
Yeah.
He did then try, ring dad. It rang Michael. My husband.
Perfect.
And they were
How
able
did he
to
get into the phone.
That's what I'd like. Well, he doesn't. He can't. The phone is locked. But obviously, Siri must work without. Do you know what I mean?
Has he set up you guys as like an emergency contact or something to be able to call without while it's locked?
I don't know. But this guy's either a hacker.
I don't think
so either.
Ring Steve. Siri, ring Steve. Hey, Siri, ring Steve.
Mm. Well, how about you, Tanya? This is top radio.
Sorry. But, oh, look. Look, there it is. It's calling you.
And was it locked?
Yeah, but hang on. Hang on. I can't talk right now, right?
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Answer it, Steve.
G'day, T. What's up?
I'm just wondering what people would do if they found a mobile phone. Because Siri will ring someone. But if it's you or me, we can't say ring mum because our parents, you know. Well, mine are here. Yours, half of yours are.
She's still on my phone.
So, but that's
don't know who to answer.
That's my thing though, because people do lose their mobile phones.
Yeah, but then you can never get into them because they're always locked.
Yeah, but his was. This is what I'm curious about.
I don't know.
Well, did you do Hey Siri ring Steve when it was locked just then?
It was locked.
Okay, well maybe Siri knows.
Without being locked.
Doesn't Siri recognise Tanya's voice being her phone?
Well, you try it then.
Oh, God.
Go on, Steve, try it. This is great radio, like you just mentioned.
Go on.
Go on. Steve's now got Tanya's phone.
Put it this way, it's like you're all having lunch with us.
Yeah.
Siri.
No, Hey Siri.
Oh, God. Hey Siri, ring Steve.
Anything happening?
Yeah.
What's ringing, Steve?
Yeah,
no,
working.
It's not. No,
all
there
right.
You go.
Well, okay. I was just curious that if you lose your mobile phone, how do you get it back to the owner?
Yeah.
You say you just leave it there in the rain.
Yeah.
All right. I hope I don't lose my phone where you're the first purchaser to find it.
Same.
Well, at least everyone knows now if they find the phone, just go, hey, Siri, call T-Dog. And if it's yours, they'll get in contact with you.
Absolutely.
Would you leave it there, Ross? I mean, it's...
Yeah, it depends where
I
found it.
But I'm not being mean. I'm doing it deliberately on why they can backtrack.
But wouldn't you just move it out of the rain, though, Steve?
Yeah.
A little bit?
A little bit out of the rain.
And then they wouldn't find it.
That's true.
That doesn't make any sense at all. Look, they might come back and look for it. What I'll do is I'll hide it under here.
You idiot.
Oh, look, I don't know.
Oh,
look,
wait a second.
Kelly.
What's going on? How does it work, Kelly?
How's it going? I don't know. My phone was just on next to the gears, and you said, hey, Siri, call Steve, and it did.
It did. So it does work. Yeah. There you go.
It works over the radio.
Okay.
Thanks,
and you know
Kel.
What? I think it triggered Paul's as well.
Did it just trigger your phone too, Paul?
It did. It says, which Steve? And I went, no.
So it does work. Anybody's voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Donna's as well, I think.
How come yours didn't?
I don't know. Your phone got triggered too, Donna.
Yes, it did.
You realise you guys have given us immense power by telling us this. We're just going to get on every day now and go, hey, Siri, call Paul.
Hey, Siri, transfer Rizzi $1,000.
Hey, Donna, do you have many Steves in your address book?
My husband.
Oh. Love it.
And I just got up to answer his phone and it was me ringing him because my phone is sitting next to the radio.
There you go.
That's so funny.
You know, Donna, as they say in Spider-Man, with great power comes responsibility. Well, we're the wrong people to give that responsibility to, and my phone just came up. Why am I calling Paul?
Thanks, Donna. Have a great day.
I love it. All right, well, there you go.
It must work.
It's solved. So he couldn't get T-Dog, but he definitely got Dad.
Credit to Rizzi. He asked for a $1,000 transfer.